Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first Sunday of a new year. How exciting. And may I just start by encouraging you to really believe God for good things this year and to really dream big and to expect God's best to come to pass in your life. You know, I really felt recently that the Lord said that 2021 will be a year of increase for the body of Christ. And sometimes we miss God's will or we miss His best because we don't know His will or we don't expect His will to come to pass in our lives. And I want to encourage you to really expect increase this year. Expect to increase in your relationship with God. Expect to increase in resources and generosity. And expect to increase in wisdom and in favor with God and man. And expect to increase in every area of your life. God is a good God, and you know, God never calls us to go backwards. He always calls us to go forward. And even, you know, when lockdown started and this past year and everything that happened with COVID, I really felt that the Lord said, you know, that the world will be taking a step back, but that the church should take a step forward. And may that really be the case for us as believers in 2021, and may we really continue to go from glory to glory. So I said that to say that I believe it's going to be a good year for those who put their trust in God and those who dream big and those who expect good things from our Heavenly Father. So I'm excited for this year, and we are going to start with a brand new series today. We are calling it Fully Loaded. And last week, Pastor Steve concluded with our Christmas series. It was called It's a Wrap. But I felt in a sense he also kick-started this new series that we I'm officially about to start today because I felt it was such a good word for the new year, so encouraging. But today I'm officially starting it, and we are calling it Fully Loaded. We will also be partaking of communion together at the end of this message. So I want to encourage you to get your elements ready, and later on we will be taking communion together. But our theme scripture for this series called Fully Loaded is out of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. And I'm going to read out of a Passion Translation here, and it says, "Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by His divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him, who has called us by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness." So it says there that, you know, everything we could ever need for life and for godliness has already been deposited in us by God. You know, sometimes we have this mentality that we need to get things from the outside in, and we need to beg God to do things and to help us. But it's not a case of us needing more from God. It's simply a case of us that need to learn how to appropriate and walk in what God has already provided and deposited in us. You know, sometimes in churches and in the Christian circles, we'll hear things, and sometimes in songs, or we'll hear preachers say things like, "We are desperate for you," or, "Lord, we are completely empty-handed." Now, the truth is, without Jesus, we are completely empty-handed. But as a believer, you are not empty-handed. Because you are born again, you are a new creation, you have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling on the inside of you. So it's actually a slap in the face of Jesus when we come to God as believers and we say we are empty-handed. Because this verse makes it clear too that God has already deposited everything we would ever need in life on the inside of us. So we simply need to learn how to get that to manifest. And we simply need to learn how to walk in it. But God has already given it to us. He has already fully loaded us to live a prosperous and victorious life on earth. No matter what's going on, even when there's lockdowns, even when there's a virus out there, God has already given us everything. He has fully loaded us. He has equipped us to live a victorious life. And that is what we are going to try to show you through this series. And I have entitled my message for today, Fully Loaded to Prosper. You know, God created us to prosper. God created us to live a good life. And I want to start off by just giving you a definition of true biblical prosperity. I think it is so important that we understand what prosperity really is, what it means to prosper, what it means to be successful in God's eyes. Because whenever we talk about prospering or increasing, I think it's so important that we make sure people understand that we need to prosper God's way. And we need to increase God's way. You see, sometimes we can prosper our own way or we can prosper the world's way, but God wants us to prosper His way. And you know, true success, I believe, is knowing the will of God and doing it. You see, if you are in the center of God's will for your life, you are as successful as can be. You know, if we think of some of the disciples and apostles that lost their lives because of their faith and they died a martyr's death because they believed in Jesus, you know, the world wouldn't describe that as successful, but I can tell you in God's eyes, it is very successful. It is very prosperous. And, you know, I even think of Stephen, you know, as he died, as he was being stoned, you know, the Bible says that Stephen himself said, I see the heavens open and I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Now, the Bible says Jesus sits at the right hand of God, but Stephen saw him standing. And I believe it was because Jesus was honoring him. So it's important that we understand that, you know, success and prosperity is not just about accumulating wealth and becoming famous. It is really about becoming what God has called us to be. It is really knowing His will and doing what He asks us to do. But the blessing of God will cause us to be prosperous in life. But it's so important that we always prosper His way. But one of the definitions for prosperity is also to have a good journey. You see, God wants us to have a good journey in life. He wants us to have a good journey here on the earth. And maybe this past year didn't feel like a good journey for some of you. But I'm telling you, God wants us to have a good journey no matter what's happening in the world. And He has equipped us to prosper. He has equipped us to experience and live a good life and to experience His blessing in life. And I want to remind you today of the first words that God ever spoke to mankind. And that is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And I want you to think about this. This is literally the first words that any human being ever heard. So this was the first words a human ear ever heard. And here I believe we find God's unending, unchanging will for all men for all time. And in verse 28 it says, and then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Out of a Message translation it reads, prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. So God blessed mankind here. And through that blessing, He fully loaded man and woman to prosper in life. You see, if God didn't want us to prosper, He made a big mistake by blessing us there. Because after He blessed us, after He blessed mankind, He fully equipped and He fully loaded them to live a prosperous, victorious life. And God told them there, be fruitful. You know, prosper in life, have a good journey, and be a blessing to others. And that is really, I believe, God's will for us as well. And I believe it is so important during the time that we live in now that we are reminded of God's will for us. And that is that God wants us to prosper in life. He wants us to really be fruitful and to be a blessing to others. And remember, it's not just about us, you know, becoming good and accumulating things. It's really about us becoming a greater blessing to people around us. But God fully loaded us here to prosper. And in Proverbs 10:22 here, it really describes that blessing with which God blessed mankind with. And it says then, verse 22 of Proverbs 10, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. You see, I know a lot of people who might be very wealthy financially, but they have a lot of sorrow in their lives. They have sorrow in their relationships. They have sorrow in their emotions and in other areas of their lives. But it says here that the blessing of the Lord won't make us poor, won't cause us to lack. It will cause us to be rich, but there will be no sorrow attached to it. See, the blessing of the Lord will cause us to be rich in our finances. It will cause us to be rich in health. It will cause us to be rich in our relationships and in our emotional life. See, the blessing of the Lord will make us rich in all areas of life with no sorrow attached to it. And the blessing of the Lord is really what enables us to prosper in life. And all other blessings fall under the blessing of the Lord. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we will believe God for something like a house or a car or something tangible, and we'll say, that is such a blessing. And you know, I don't believe it's wrong to talk like that. I also talk like that. I'll call things a blessing. But what that is actually a manifestation of the blessing of the Lord. See, it's the blessing of the Lord that causes us to experience blessings from God. And that blessing is the same blessing that God blessed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden with. And that is the blessing that He wants us to experience. And you know, obviously we know very well that sin came in, and sin really caused mankind to live under the curse instead of a blessing. And I believe that is really probably something that broke the heart of God the most, because His will, His desire and dream was for mankind to prosper and to continually live under His blessing. But because sin entered the world, it caused mankind to experience the curse instead of a blessing. And that is why Jesus came, to redeem us from the curse of the law, so that we could live and experience the blessing of the Lord again, so that we could prosper again, so that we could experience God's enablement to prosper in life. And in Galatians 3, verse 13 to 14, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. If you are wondering what the curse of the law is, I want to encourage you to go and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. And in Deuteronomy 28, where you'll see that sickness was a curse, poverty was a curse. I mean, some of the things that I don't even know what it is, but I know it's bad and I don't want it. I think one of them is called the botch of Egypt or something like that. But it's terrible things. But praise God, it's saying here that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. That means we are free from it. It goes on to say, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Then verse 14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now the blessing of Abraham here, I believe, is the exact same blessing that God blessed Adam and Eve with. And the reason why it's called the blessing of Abraham is because I believe it's Abraham's faith and covenant with God that opened the door for God to bless Abraham and his descendants through faith. So that is why it is called the blessing of Abraham, because God honored that covenant and God honored him. But it's actually not the blessing of Abraham or the blessing of Adam. It is actually the blessing of God. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and that adds no sorrow with it. So it is that exact same blessing that we can experience and should walk in life. And remember, that is the thing that God fully loaded us with so that we could prosper in life. You see, God did everything from His side to really enable us to have a good journey in life, to enable us to really prosper in life. And that doesn't mean there won't be challenges. You know, Jesus Himself said we'll have problems in this world. But you know, through that blessing, we can overcome problems and we can still live a good life and be a blessing to others and live a fruitful life no matter what comes against us. But it is so important that we understand that God has already fully loaded us to prosper. So if we aren't living prosperous lives, it is not God's fault. We simply need to learn how to walk in what He has already provided. And then in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed. It's not saying He's in the process of blessing us or He will bless us. It's saying He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You see, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing there is. And all of those spiritual blessings can fall under the blessing of the Lord. And the phrase in the heavenly places doesn't refer to heaven itself. It simply refers to the spiritual realm. See, God has already blessed us in the spiritual realm. Our born-again spirits are sealed with the Holy Spirit. It is blessed with everything that heaven has to offer. And we simply need to learn to get that to manifest in the natural realm. But God has already blessed us. God has already fully loaded us to prosper in life. So hopefully, if you didn't know this already, you know now that God's will for you is to prosper in life. And I just want to briefly give you three things or three areas where God wants us to prosper in. And my prayer for you is really that you would prosper in these areas, in every area of life, but especially in these three areas, because I believe these three areas will really affect all other areas in your life too. And maybe you're already prospering in these areas, praise God, but believe God for increase. Believe God to prosper even more in these areas in this new year. And you know, when we talk about prosperity, many people just think of finances, but that is included, but it's just a part of it. See, prosperity is really all areas of life, and God wants us to prosper in every area. He has fully loaded us to prosper in all areas of life. But the first area I want to give you is soul prosperity. You see, God wants us to prosper in our souls, in our mind and in our emotions. He wants us to experience a good journey in our souls. The Bible says in 1 John 2, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." So just notice again that if God didn't want us to prosper in all things, then John made a big mistake there by saying, "Hey, I pray that you may prosper." But see, it's because John knew that God created us to prosper and that it is his will for us to prosper that he prayed that. So he said there, "I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." And you know, I learned this at Bible school and it really opened my eyes to the importance of having a prosperous soul. And the words they "just as" mean to the degree to or in proportion to. So what it's saying there, it's saying only to the degree that your soul prospers will you prosper in health and other areas of life. You see, because if we don't prosper in our souls, it will really affect all other areas of life. So it is so important that we have prosperous souls, that our souls dream big and that we experience God's peace in our souls, and that we have souls that are at complete rest and peace in God. And I believe a key to a prosperous soul is found in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. And there Jesus himself said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, if you are experiencing something in your soul that is heavy, it is not from Jesus. Because Jesus made it clear here that his yoke is easy and light. It's not burdensome. And he promises here that when we go to him, we will find rest for our souls. See, a prosperous soul is a soul that is at rest. And I know in my life, you know, there have been times when I went on a holiday for 2 weeks or so and, you know, physically I rested. But after the holiday, it felt like I still needed the holiday because my soul wasn't at rest. And then I also had times where I worked really hard and, you know, physically it felt like I needed the holiday. But my soul was so happy that it felt like I was on holiday. So you see, this rest is not just talking about physical rest. It's really talking about a soulless rest where we experience so much peace and where our souls prosper. And that is God's will for us. And I know this past year, a lot of people suffered emotionally. You know, depression increased in people's lives, unfortunately. But I want to encourage you to go to Jesus. Find and experience the rest that he promises there. And make sure that your soul becomes a prosperous soul. So I want to ask you again. If you were to describe your relationship with God by only using a few words, what words would you give it today? You know, some of you might describe it as joyful or adventurous or exciting or, you know, lovely. And I think that is so appropriate and definitely some of the things that describe our relationship with God. But I believe one of the things that we should use to describe our relationship with God should also be rest. Because Jesus promises here that he will give us rest when we go to him. And a prosperous soul is a soul that is at rest. And I just want to give you the example of the Apostle Paul here, how his soul prospered even though he was in difficult or living in difficult circumstances. In Philippians 4 verse 4 it says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." So Paul is saying here, rejoice in the Lord. Always be full of joy. And you know, he wrote that from prison. So he showed us there that our souls can prosper no matter what's happening around us. So a prosperous soul is not depending on good circumstances in life. It's depending on an intimate relationship with God. So make sure that your soul prospers in 2021. It's the will of God for you and he has fully equipped you to live with a prosperous soul. Then the second area I want to give you is relational prosperity. You know, God has fully loaded us to prosper in life, but God also wants us to have prosperous relationships. You know, and that is with our family, that is with people that are the closest to us, but it's also with our friends. And it is so important that we prosper in this area too. You know, I think it is really something that the devil wanted with COVID, and that was to get people to isolate and not to be with other people and not to have fellowship with like-minded believers. But see, that is something that is so important, and I want to encourage you, even if you are someone that is at high risk with a virus and someone that doesn't feel comfortable to meet with others, that is fine. But I want to encourage you to make sure that you call people regularly, that you Zoom with them, because we all need healthy relationships in life. No matter what's going on, no matter what season we are in, we need to prosper in our relationships and in our friendships with others. The Bible says in Proverbs 27 verse 9 out of a passion, "Sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence." So see, sweet or healthy friendships will also help your soul to prosper. It will have a ripple effect in life. And so many significant things in life will come to you through relationships. God will do it. He will be the source of that good, significant things. But he will do it through others. We need to prosper in our relationships. And may that be our desire and something that we believe God for to increase in this new year. And that is to prosper in our relationship with others. And in 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 12, I believe the Apostle Paul gives us a key to prosper in our relationships. And that is, he says, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you." So Paul is saying, yeah, may you increase and abound in love. You know, and sometimes with relationships, we focus so much on what we can get. But let's focus on what we can give. And let's believe God to increase in loving others and in loving those around us and our friends and our family, even those that are hard to love. You know, let's believe God to help us to increase in this area. And then just to give you the example of Paul again, in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 6, it says, "But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus." You see, Paul had prosperous relationships in his life. He knew that God called him to prosper in life. And one area he definitely prospered in was in his relationships. And he's saying here that God used Titus in this instance to encourage him. And I want to encourage you to be a Titus in this new year. To be an encouragement to others. To help them to prosper in life. And to remind them of what God has called them to be when they get negative or discouraged. To point them to Jesus and the promises of God and the blessing of the Lord. Be a Titus to someone this coming week and in this new year. And I believe it will help you to prosper more in relationships and those that you are encouraging. But know that God wants you to have prosperous relationships. And if you are feeling like you don't have people that are encouraging you, or you don't have healthy friends in life, believe God for it. Ask Him for it. And He will send the right people to you that will really help you to prosper more in life. Remember, God has fully loaded us to prosper in all areas of life, including our relationships. And then the last area I want to give you today is financial prosperity. Now remember, this is not the only thing that there is to prosperity, but you know, it is a big part of it. And 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." What a promise from God. So we see there that God's will for us is not only to have enough. And what I mean by that is God doesn't want us just to have enough for our own needs. God wants us to have enough and extra. Enough for our own needs and extra so that we can be a blessing to others. See, God's will is never for us just to have enough for ourselves and just to become wealthy. He always wants us to be generous, to be blessed, to be a blessing. You know, my wife and I never say we have enough. We have learned to say we have enough and extra. And when you always believe God for enough and extra, you will start to make a habit of being generous. And it is so important that we know that God doesn't just want us to have enough. He wants us to have enough and extra. That is true biblical financial prosperity. And when God's provision towards us is pandemic proof. You know, when the lockdown started last year, and you know, when things were very, I guess, uncertain is the word I would give it. You know, one of the things God clearly spoke to me was to really believe Him for increase and not to take a step back, as I mentioned earlier. But you know, God wants us to really understand that His provision is pandemic proof. And something the Lord really encouraged me to do was to look to Him as my source and not to go backwards simply because the world is going backwards or the economy is going backwards, and because His provision can, you know, doesn't have any limits. You know, nothing can affect it. And it is so important that we look to Him as our provider and that we see Him as our source. And if God can't prosper or provide for us during a pandemic, then He is not God. And I hope you heard what I said there, because if God can't cause us to prosper in a difficult time, then He is certainly not God. Because the God that we serve is a big God that is limitless, and He wants us to always believe Him for more. He always wants us to increase in life, including in our resources and our generosity. So believe Him to prosper in this area, this new year too. And maybe in the natural realm, you did take a step backwards last year. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe your income went down or whatever. But believe Him for increase. Believe Him for enough and extra this year. Because He has fully loaded you to prosper in this area. And He wants you to have more than enough so that your needs can be met and so that you can be a blessing to others. And 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10 just confirms this. It says, "For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you." Just another confirmation of the fact that God wants us to prosper in this area and God wants us to be generous. And in Acts 28 verse 30, it says, "When Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house, and received all who came to him." I think many times people think of the Apostle Paul of someone who had lack or someone who experienced poverty. But it's saying here, for 2 years he lived in his own rented house. And when you rent a house, you need to pay for it. And it's showing here that Paul was able to pay for it because God provided for him. God prospered him. And it also says there that he received everyone that came to him. And I'm sure he provided them with food and probably something to drink as they had fellowship and as he was teaching them in his house. So it's showing there that Paul had more than enough. Enough for his own needs and extra to be a blessing. And that is God's will for us as well. And then just verse 30 out of the NLT says, for the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense because God provided for him. So expect to prosper in this area. You know, as you draw up a budget or a wish list for this new year, you know, make sure your priorities are right and believe God to give away more than you've ever given away in a year. And, you know, make sure it stretches your faith and believe God for enough and extra. He has fully loaded you. He has created you to prosper in life. And, you know, just before we take communion, I want to end with a scripture. And I believe this really gives us the answer to how to prosper in life. You know, whether it is financial prosperity, whether it is soulish prosperity, or prospering in our relationships, or even in our health, or physically, or whatever area it is. You know, this really gives us the answer to how to prosper in life and how to really walk in the blessing of God. Because remember, God has already equipped us, already fully loaded us to prosper in life. And I believe that answer is found in Psalms chapter 1. I'm going to read Psalms chapter 1 out of a Passion translation here. It says, what delight comes to the one who follows God's ways. You know, another translation says, blessed is the man that focuses on God's word, that doesn't delight with the sinful. So we could say they're prosperous, blessed, you know, favored is the one that follows God's ways. You know, again, it's not saying he follows his own ways or the world's ways. Someone that wants to prosper God's way. Someone that wants to increase God's way. What delight comes to him, the Bible says. It goes on to say there, he won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. His pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in the true revelation of light. So there we see the answer to how to prosper. And it is really to put the word of God first and to meditate in it. See, we can't prosper on the outside if we don't prosper on the inside. And the way we will prosper on the inside is really to meditate on the word of God, to think about what the word says, to focus on God's promises. And as we allow that to increase our hearts and our minds and our imagination, it will really cause us to prosper in other areas too. But then in verse 3 it says, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. My dear friend, no matter what season you are in of your life at the moment, the Bible says here, when you meditate on God's word and you delight in his way and you want to prosper his way, you will bear fruit. You will be fruitful in every season of your life. You know, so we just need to allow the word to get planted in our hearts, and then that word will cause us to prosper and be fruitful in every season of life. And then lastly, there in verse 3, it says, the man who delights in God's way, the man or woman who meditates in God's word, it says he is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. You know, that has really become the confession of my wife and me for this new year. We are never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. And may that really be your confession, your expectation, and your experience for 2021. You know, it doesn't say there that, you know, we almost never faint and we almost never become dry, except when there's a lockdown or except when there's a deadly virus that breaks out in the world. It says the man or woman who delights in God's way and who meditates in the word of God and on his promises will never become dry on the inside, will never faint. They will always be blessed. They will always be prosperous. So be reminded and encouraged today that God has fully loaded you to prosper in life, to prosper in any circumstance, in any country, in any place, during any time, no matter what's happening. God has equipped you to prosper in life. So expect his blessing to manifest to greater degrees in your life. Expect to increase in every area of your life. And I believe it will become your experience in this new year. And may you go from glory to glory. So we're going to partake of communion now together. If you don't have your elements ready, I just want to encourage you to get that quickly. And you know, Jesus said that whenever we partake of communion, we should do it in remembrance of Him and what He accomplished for us. And today what I want us to do as we partake of communion is to really be reminded of the blessing of the Lord that Jesus came to give back to us. You see, God blessed Adam and Eve, and with that blessing, He fully loaded them to prosper. And sin came and entered the world and basically stole the blessing from mankind. But Jesus came back, and He, through Him, we can experience the blessing of the Lord again. And we should, and that blessing is already a reality on the inside of us. But let's do, let's partake of communion today with such thankful hearts. And let's say thank you, Jesus, for providing and bringing back the blessing. And that is God's will for us, to really be blessed in life, to prosper His way and to increase in all areas of life. And that is what Jesus came to provide for us. So let's do it with such thankful hearts today. And see, all other blessings fall under the blessing of the Lord. And Jesus came and He enabled us, He fully loaded us to walk and live in the blessing of God. So let's do that then. I'm going to hold this bread, and I want to encourage you to do that too. And let's just pray and thank Jesus for His body that was broken for us. So Lord Jesus, we thank You so much, Lord, for Your body that was broken so that we could be made whole. Thank You, Lord, for paying for the consequences of sin, for the effects of sin with Your body. And Lord, if people need healing, I thank You, Lord, that as we partake together now, that healing will manifest. I thank You for provision. I thank You for peace. Thank You that You provided peace, Lord, that we could experience rest in our souls, that we could live with prosperous souls. I thank You for the blessing of the Lord. I thank You for fully loading us to prosper. And I pray for a manifestation of Your blessing as we do this in remembrance of You. And we say thank You, Lord Jesus, for bringing back the blessing. Let's partake together. Lord, we thank You so much for Your blood that was poured out for us, for the remission of sin. Thank You that we are righteous before our Heavenly Father through You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that we can stand innocent before You, that we can experience Your favor, Your goodness in 2021 because of what You provided for us. Thank You for taking away our guilt, our shame, and all our sin. And thank You, Lord, that we are blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We honor You for that. You know, this is obviously a pre-recording, but I'm just sensing the tangible presence of God. And, you know, I hope that you are experiencing it in your home too. And this Sunday we can't meet together because of the regulations, but may it feel like church wherever you are right now. And I want to encourage you, if you are sensing His presence, to just continue. I'm going to end now, but I want to encourage you to continue to pray together. Please pray for our church. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray for our country. Pray for people that you know have been affected through COVID. And let's thank God for the blessing of the Lord. Let's expect it in our lives this year. And let's expect to increase in all areas of life. And we can't wait to see you at church again. And we believe 2021 is going to be the best year yet. And let's believe that. And let's speak that. And let's know that that is what's going to happen in our lives. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.